Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. This is your brother, Abdul Arif Muhammad, your guest host for this edition of Elevated Places. Welcome. This show, Elevated Places, was founded, created, and developed by my dear sister and minister, Dr. Ava Muhammad. We encourage listeners to visit her website at www.ministerava.com. And as she served with us and myself on the executive council, we truly and dearly miss our sister and her great contributions, but we hold on to the gift that God gave her to us. And we say to all of you, we're proud to continue and make the effort to keep this legacy of Elevated Places alive. And we thank her husband, Brother Darius, and all of those who work to keep this show moving. We're going to have a special program for you tonight. But before we get to that program, let us hear from a brief news roundup from our final call national correspondent, Sister Charlene Muhammad. Sister Charlene, are you there?
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Arif, and to the listeners in panel, how are you?
Salam.
Praise be to Allah. We will get right to it. Thank you. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. First, all praise is due to Allah for the birth anniversary, November 9th, of a star of God, student minister, Dr. Ava Muhammad, who, yes, indeed, thank you for creating this platform. I'm Sister Charlene Muhammad, honored to bring you this installment of In the News for Elevated Places. We begin with the bold, black, beautiful, riveting cover story. Go to finalcall.com if you want to see it for yourselves. It's in the current edition, The Classroom of Gods. In it, Brother Turi Muhammad, contributing writer, talks about a new black man is necessary in transforming and elevating our communities. His article outlines salient points made by student minister Nuri Muhammad of Indianapolis. He spoke passionately from start to finish this past Sunday, November 6th, from Mosque Mariam. Student Minister Nuri's address culminated a powerful event, Thousands of Fruit of Islam. These are the male members of the Nation of Islam. They came from across the country, and they answered the call of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan to come to Chicago, Mosque Mariam, for an unprecedented meeting. Next in Black People Must Protect Black Lives, Ending Senseless Violence and Conflict in Our Communities, contributing writer Sister Anissa Muhammad begins with the impact of the untimely death of 28-year-old rapper Takeoff of the hip-hop trio Migos, and how the Black community grieving yet again over the loss of a young black hip-hop star is part of the larger problem of gun violence in America, and she talks about what's needed to stop the senseless killings in the black community and the special section COVID-19 and the U.S. policy of depopulation. Brother Tingba Muhammad and I highlight Florida's black surgeon general. His name is Dr. Joseph Ladapo, and his warning to America that the fix is in. He's calling the U.S. government's health officials indescribably corrupt. And finally, but most importantly, because it segues into our presentation tonight, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan spoke to the world this morning with guidance and instructions about Ye and Kyrie and our brother's controversy with the Jews. Brother Student Minister and General Counsel Arif Muhammad, thank you so much. Take it away. I'm Sister Charlene.
Thank you so much, Sister Charlene. And we want to encourage our listening audience to call in with their questions and comments. Write this number down, 563-999-3065. And when you access the line, press 1 to enter the queue. And we will then bring you on as we move through our program. Tonight, as we said earlier, we're having a very special program. Originally, we were going to talk about the topic of the crucifixion of Ye and Kyrie. But as Sister Charlene said, we were so blessed this morning to have from our leader and teacher, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, an address that he gave on the Ye and Kyrie Irving controversy, which has been raging in the news for weeks. As we know, they have both come under attack from the ADL primarily and other powerful Jewish persons because of their stand for truth. We'll talk about that later. Joining us in this conversation will be tonight our brother, great brother that we all know, student minister, Dr. Wesley Muhammad, a scholar and historian. Are you with us yet, Dr. Wesley?
I am. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Arif.
Wa alaikum salam.
All of the great facilitators of Elevated Places.
That's right. Thank you. And Student Minister Dimitri is under the weather tonight, so he won't be able to be with us, but I'm sure at another time we'll have his presence. But we do have his great book, Unsmiting the Shepherd, that he just wrote. That also touches on this great topic about how the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has defended our black people and, of course, in this current time, defending our brother Ye and Kyrie Irving. So what we thought we would do, since he spoke this morning, we wanted to play for you, the Elevated Places listening audience, his remarks and words. And we're going to play it in its entirety. We would ask that maybe you take out your pen and paper and jot down some notes, because after we hear it, then we want to engage in some dialogue about those important points of guidance and direction and instructions from our leader, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. What a wonderful blessing God has given to us in him. So indeed, what we'd like to do, if we're queued up, are we ready to begin the audio recording?
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Arif. This is Sister Rona. We are queued up and ready to go.
All right. Go ahead and launch it.
Greetings to you. I am Brother Minister Louis Farrakhan, National Representative of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I am speaking this morning to you on behalf of my teacher, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, And I am sure that my teacher, who is presently on the wheel, these unidentified by others flying objects that are present in this world to bring about the judgment of God. I am sure my teacher is deeply concerned about what is happening in Black America today that is put two of our young men, one a great basketball player, Kyrie Irving, and another brother who is called a rapper, but he's so much more than that. Brother Ye, and the controversy that is swirling around these two men that is causing, unfortunately, division among a people that can least afford to be broken more apart because of misunderstanding and, unfortunately, parts of ignorance that we don't see the enemy who is working 100% to bring bloodshed about among us because of the serious nature of what is happening that is causing them, the enemy, to use his influence on those of us who are on his payroll and those of us who have been blessed to be connected to them could be a blessing, but it also can be a cursing, because once the enemy puts his talons into you, he's reaching for your mind, but more than that, he's reaching for your soul to empty us and make us weak when we could be strong and doing his bidding rather than manifesting the great love that God wants us to show toward one another. I'd like to start with Brother Kyrie. What did he do wrong? What did he do? He's searching for the knowledge of himself. He's searching to know who he is, who he belongs to. What is his root in this world? And some of you that are persecuting him are the very ones that took away from him and from us the knowledge of self. You took our language. You took our culture. You took our history.
You took our minds and inserted your mind into our mind through your systems. And now God has come to lift us from this terrible condition that you have placed us in. So he saw a movie. He didn't write the movie. He wasn't the producer of the movie. He wasn't the director of the movie. Somebody told him that there was a movie titled From Hebrews to Negroes. That's an interesting title, because many of our people don't know anything about being a Hebrew. We know that we passed through something called Negro, and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us that means someone dead, lifeless, hard, neutral. We didn't name ourselves a Negro. They named us that because they put us in the condition that that name represents. Kyrie and Yay and all of you now that are involved in the conversation, could you just step back a moment and let's reason together? He saw the movie. Because of all of the anger and dislike and breaking apart, I said, let me see this movie. And I and my wife and my family, we watched the movie the other night. It was well researched. The people that did it, they had a purpose. The purpose of those people was to show us how we got from Hebrew to Negro. As I watched that, I could see my brother. He's not thinking about hating somebody. He's thinking about learning more about himself, because we are tired of being what others have made us. We must become ourselves again. And he was interested in that journey, and I can listen to him, and I can see him, and I can see that's the journey that he's on. He's not trying to hurt the Nets. He's not trying to hurt the brothers that are playing ball with him. But he is trying to be true to himself. The greatest teaching of the God who came to find us and save us, he said, accept your own and be yourself. That is what Kyrie is trying to do. Find his own, accept his own, and be himself. I heard an intelligent brother, not a foolish man, but a man that has found something that is more valuable for him than being loved as a great, fantastic ball player. So many of you, my brothers, who are former players, and you've been so good at it, and you know who your managers have been, you know who your accountants have been and are, you know who your agents have been and are, you know who the owners of the teams that you play on, whether it's basketball, football, I don't know, whatever it is, You know who they are. And because of your greatness, they have decided that you should become rich. For hundreds of years, they didn't decide like that. For hundreds of years, they loved that you were poor and talented so they could be your managers. They could be your agents. They could give you knowledge and give you favor. You don't see as God would love for you to see, because there are forces among us that they are afraid of. They are afraid that you will discover the truth of yourself and them. They don't want you to find who you are. Because once you know yourself, the next step is you kind of rise up from where you are to be yourself. And yourself is a noble person, a righteous person, a person that can be labeled the Son of God. The Bible says of us, ye are all God's children of the Most High God. So ye must have discovered something. He said, I am God. People that were interviewed, they don't talk like that. Why? Because you don't want us to identify with God. It's all right for us to call each other, yo, dog, how things going, dog? But each of us, Elijah Muhammad said, when you see a black man, you are looking at God. So the Honorable Elijah Muhammad wanted to give us that kind of knowledge. And he made us to stop using the term nigger and call each other brother, call each other sister, and learn to love for your brother what you love for yourself. And there are many black people in America and around the world that are digging at the knowledge of self. Many in America digging at the knowledge of self and sharing what they know. So Kyrie saw the movie. And he wanted to share it with those that follow him. You know how we've been. You find a reefer and it's good to you. You call your friends and you share your reefer. They're not mad with that. Yo, dog, come on, let's smoke this blunt. You don't say nothing about that. But when they get knowledge and want to share knowledge, they're not talking against you. They work to make you richer as you work to make them some money too. These people aren't anti-Semitic. Every one of them ain't never done nothing against you as a Jewish person. They don't do that. Not one of those do things to purposely harm a Jewish person. The man went to a movie. He saw something that taught him more about himself, and he wanted to share it. You looked at his passing on what he thought was knowledge that would sink his roots back in the soil of himself and the God. and you felt threatened by that. Why owners of the Nets, why did you feel threatened? He didn't call you out by name. He just said he saw something and he put it up. You called it what? An anti-Semitic trope. The movie is almost a little over 2 hours. I'm sure there are things in there that you didn't like. But there are many things that you all have written about us that we don't like. You have been the one making us hate who we are and hate our origin in the world. You're the one that made Tarzan and told us that that's part of us. You've done all of this to us. And we couldn't say nothing. You're the one that made a darky, a little black Sambo. And you made us to see that as who we are. Can't you see that we are tired of that? So because I and others of knowledge are spreading knowledge of God, knowledge of self, knowledge of the time, and also knowledge of an enemy. Because we couldn't be in a condition like this if all of you were our friends. We have enemies. And those enemies have dropped us down in the barrel of waste. We're not around here hating you. But we tell the truth of what we know, of what some of you have done to put us in the condition that we're in. Kyrie found something. I want you to say that you are sorry for saying something that is anti-Semitic. And he kept telling you, I can't be anti myself. You didn't want to hear that. You know you came from us. You know that you are not the father of humanity. We know our history and we know yours. We don't like what you're doing to Kyrie or to Ye. And when we see how you want to break him, destroy him, to keep him from saying anything that might enlighten our people. Do you know when you mess up his mind like that, he can't play. I saw the man playing ball the other day and he missed every shot, almost. He can't play with his mind in that state. And when his brother, Kevin Durant, said, I don't like none of this. He's not saying he don't like the movie. He's not liking what you're doing to a man who wasn't doing nothing against you but searching for greater knowledge. And you decided to break him. You decided to put fear into men like Charles Barkley and LeBron James, and other black men who had become rich and powerful. You wanted to say, you were saying to them as you were lynching Kyrie, you all better get the point. You all better get the message. They don't want you rising up into that knowledge that will make you a real man. And not a glorified punk. I'm saying to the ADL, Sir, we know you. And we know that we know you, and you know that we know you. Don't talk to Kyrie by himself. He can go and look at the horror of the Holocaust. Why don't you come and look at the horror of what your parents have done to black people in America and throughout the world? Why don't you come and study and repent of your evil to us? Then maybe we can sit down and have a talk like civilized human beings. Ye is not a hater. Ye is a lover. Kyrie is the same. But he wants to stand on a principle. And you see him standing, how intelligent he is, and the media keeps running at him with, why don't you say you apologize for this anti-Semitism? You did the same thing to me. I've tried to have meetings with you. Let's dialogue about this. You don't want to dialogue with me. You want to dialogue with somebody that you know you can put down because of the power you have over them by giving them a contract and money that you can take from them if they say or do anything that you don't like. This is the day of judgment and justice. These men don't want to be against you. These men are grateful. You brought them out of college and high school and gave them a contract. You gave them a contract because you saw their talent. Haven't they made money for you all? So now you sign them up. And then Adidas comes by and Nike comes by and gives them a lot of money that they don't see. You have them on a leash. And whenever somebody like Kyrie or Ye rise up and you don't like it, you pull the chain. So we run out and dog our own brother because he did something for a principle. You will too. Life is bigger than paper with a white man's image on it. Life is bigger than a nice house and a nice car and a lot of bling bling. Life is bigger than an Oscar. Life is bigger than a belt. Life is bigger than something that says, I am the best at what I do. I'm the most valuable player, or my team won. But as a people, we are losing. We cannot afford to lose any of you. You are our kith and our kin, our flesh and our blood. And so I wanted to say something to help us to come together rather than break apart. Because it's Ye and Kyrie today. But what they're doing to them is to make you, who are in the good graces of them, so you think. You see what we just did? Ye lost $2 billion in a few days. You might wonder, did he really have it? He lost that much that soon? You know when you signed a contract with him. I don't know what's in the contract, but you do. So evidently, Adidas and all the companies that Brother Kanye is signed to or was signed to until Mr. Ari Emanuel told everybody just drop him. Beloved brothers and sisters, look, your day is soon coming. I'm asking you stop beating each other up in the public. Stop doing that. But of course, that's what the master wants us to do. There's a slave here that's getting out of place, and teach him a lesson. Beat him up. I'm saying to you, don't do that. Call your brother. Come and sit down with us. Tell us about this movie. I understand that Brother Shaquille O'Neal put it up in his theater. Go see it. You don't want to read Secret Relationship with blacks and Jews that we financed, we researched.
Yes, sir.
And you told me when we sat down. We had dinner together in the home of a Jewish rabbi. I went. Others went. I brought some of my people and there were two rabbis. There was Irv Kupcinet, great reporter for the Chicago Sun-Times. And after we had a beautiful dinner together, we looked like we were going to be on a page together where the controversy could stop. But the rabbi said to me, this is love fest that is near the end of the dinner. But then he reached in his pocket and pulled out an envelope and said, but this is tough love. We want something from you. And they said, Minister, we have to watch you over a protracted time to make sure that you've changed. Then we had just put out the first volume of The Secret Relationship Between Blacks and Jews. And you all told me, we want you to renounce this book. Because it's a great calumny against the Jewish people. You said that to me. You said to me, nobody that is deemed an enemy to the Jewish people is ever written of well in history. You know you control much of the publishing industry. So if you write the books, your people are heavily placed in the media. So when you all get ready to dog us out, you call those in that you pay. Then you told me that if I did all the things that you all asked me to do, you would clean up my image. You knew you dirtied it. But I'm not going to beg and bow to you to clean up my image. God is sufficient for me. And God is sufficient for Kyrie and Ye. And God is sufficient for everyone who has been made a millionaire, a multimillionaire, a billionaire. And then you call your man at Forbes and tell them, put it in the book, that there's a new billionaire black kid on the block. There's Miss Oprah, one of the most beautiful women you could ever have as a friend. But now she has something to lose if she's not careful. Careful means you have to guard your mouth. So you used to be able to open it. I'm going to do that again. You used to be able to open it. Now when they pull that chain, now you can't find your voice. You're afraid. When fear grips you because you think you're going to lose something that's dear to you, so you don't want to venture out because you're afraid. I say this, dear beloved, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. To resist means to withstand the action or the effect of. Because if you stand and fight with truth and unity, you'll never lose even what you got. They don't want to be shown up. They want to put fear into you. And they do have power to hurt us. And God has plenty of power to hurt them. So I think I'll stop now. But if you want our brothers to come and sit with your rabbis and visit the Holocaust Museum, why not let one of our scholars come and sit with them? Because we know the Torah by God's grace. We know the Talmud. And we know you and your history. Leave our people alone. Leave Kyrie alone. Step back and see what you're unleashing. Stephen A., the other day, he didn't take up with Kyrie in the movie, but he took up that you took it too far. Some others say you buck breaking because you still are an old wicked slave master.
Yes,
sir. Sing for me, nigga. Don't talk dribble, dribble. Well, we tired. We don't mind dribbling for you. If you respect us for who we are, we haven't asked you for nothing more than a decent paycheck for the work that we do to make you a multimillionaire and a billionaire. Leave our brothers alone. Don't try to use what you're doing to Ye and Kanye. Ye and Kyrie, pardon me. So you can keep a muzzle on our great basketball players that have a big contract with you. When they reached in their pocket and showed me a white envelope with the things they wanted me to do if I would have their friendship. And when they say, we got to watch you for a protracted period of time. See, we need to watch them for a protracted period of time because we have never done to you and your people what you and your people have done to us. We don't need to go see the Holocaust. We feel your pain because we're really human beings. You don't feel ours. Because to you, 1,000 blacks ain't worth the fingernail of a Jewish man. I've read these things.
Yes, sir.
You want to have a real good dialogue so we can start afresh and anew? Because the old way is not going to work. I told the rabbi and Irv Kupcinet, two or three rabbis, Irv Kupcinet. They said, well, you got your truth and we got ours. I said, it's not about your truth or my truth. It's about what is the truth. If we can agree on the truth, we can build a better relationship. Now, I think we should watch you for a protracted period of time before we admit you into our heart as a friend. What about that one? You want my brother to go out and denounce a movie that is teaching knowledge of self? Why don't you call the producer of that, the writer of that, and make them say that what they did is a lie? It's still in the movie. Don't pick on my brother. If you want to fight, we can entertain you. We're all born to die. And at some point, I don't give a skip how powerful you are. Like I said to one of your brothers who had me, and I visited him in his penthouse apartment on Fifth Avenue. And he offered me a drink. I said, sir, I don't drink. He said, well, you drink orange juice? I said, yes. He said, that's me. You listen to music? I said, of course. He said, that's me. Do you go to the movies? Of course, occasionally. He said, that's me. I said, sir, I know you're a powerful man. I said, but the God I serve, when is your time to get out of here? Neither your money or your power can keep you alive on this earth one fraction of a second after the decree of death is in for you. So who's really powerful? I'm not bowing to you. I bow to God. And I think we're going to get to that point where our people are not going to bow no more. We'll soon get to that point where your money don't mean to us what it means to you. when life don't mean more to us than the principles of truth upon which we stand. You're going to meet that kind of black person. You're meeting them now. And more you're making them by what you're trying to do to Ye, what you've done to Ye, and what you're trying to make Kyrie do to get back friendship with you that you'll never give him. Ain't no forgiveness in you. It's never enough. He said, I apologize for the hurt that my going to that movie and advising others to check it out may hurt. That ain't far enough. You did the same to others. That's not far enough. We don't like your apology. Tell me something. How many of you would come and sit down and apologize to us for the transatlantic slave trade? You come now. Bring your wife and your children and tell us you're sorry for killing us, raping us, castrating us, and enslaving us, and making us chattel. Will you come and apologize? Our people can be like you. It ain't enough. See? If we tell you when you apologize, it's not enough. Oh, you trying to pimp us and hustle. No, reparation ain't pimping. Reparation is what we deserve for the pain and anguish that you have caused us to suffer. No. But you won't do that. You won't do justice by us. That's why judgment is on you now. That's why you can't live a day without another calamity. And they're not going to stop. It's going to get harder and harder because the God of justice has claimed us, Kyrie and Ye, and Durant, and Barkley, and Shaq. We belong to God, not you. Don't try to use us against each other. If they want to talk to any of you, we'll go with you. You bring your rabbis. You bring your scholars. And I told him, when we look at our book that we wrote, we only quoted your scholars, your historians, your rabbis. So when they ask me to condemn our book, I said, oh, if it's all lies, I certainly will condemn it. But we only quoted your people. So when you come out and call everyone that we quoted a liar and an anti-Semite, all right, then I'll condemn the book. But you're not going to do that. When I told you at the end, I want to be your friend. That's why I'm sitting in your house, eating your food, and inviting you to my house, and we prepared food for you. I would like to get along with you. And so would Ye, and so would Kyrie, but you can't abuse them. Because you promised them wealth and nearness to white power. I'd like to close this little talk. I'd like to close this little talk.
I'd like to close this little talk. You should be desirous of making peace with us. Don't try to buckle us under because of all your power. God can take it away from you in the twinkling of an eye, and he's about to do that. You can come against me, as I said, with all the force and power of what you have, and I will stand on the truth that I was taught and stand with God. And as long as I stand on truth and stand with God, I will be the winner. And so will Ye, and so will Kyrie, and so will any of us who want truth in our lives and will fight for truth. May Allah bless you. That listen, may Allah comfort you. May Allah give you strength to stand for truth and righteousness and unity. I close with this scriptural verse. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. To resist means to withstand. For nearly 40 years, I have withstood you. Everything you've said and done to hurt me and those with me, I'm here. I've withstood the action and the effect. And I remain undamaged or unaffected by what you do. You know, if I live, I'll soon be 90. You can't wait for me to die. But I can't die until Allah says so, not you. So as long as I'm alive, I'm not going to sit by and let you do what you're trying to do to our people and we say nothing. Thank you to all the brothers and sisters on social media who are standing up like the soldiers that they are. I just ask that you remember our brothers who are caught in the strange net. Why not let us release them? Don't beat them up. Let's release them from the prison of fear and ignorance. And you'll have all of them standing together. Then we all can pool our resources and be thankful for what we've been blessed to get by our association with members of the Jewish community. But we're not going to let you destroy us. We're not going to let you turn us into what would make us ashamed of ourselves. Let us unite, brothers and sisters. Let us declare our oneness with God first, and our oneness with each other as long as we are in the right.
And if we drift and we are not in the right, we are family. Bring our people back to the table and straighten us out. May Allah bless you. Thank you for listening. Thank Allah for putting that spirit in me as I greet you in peace and the love and favor of God. I am your brother, and I love you more than life. I want to see us free. Come on, brothers and sisters. Let's stop nibbling at each other to the joy of an enemy. And let us confront with truth and then clasp hands in the unity of the brotherhood and watch God bless us to keep on growing and going up. But never let money be your God. Thank you for listening. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you for your patience. We appreciate the message from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. We're having just a slight technical difficulty, but we will go into our guest this evening, Dr. Wesley Muhammad, as we work to get our host back on with us, Attorney Abdul Arif Muhammad. So, Dr. Wesley, if you could provide us some commentary for this evening.
Well, Allah willing, thank you. First,
can you hear me?
Yes. For the hour of here to save the day. Yes, sir. We hear
you
loud
hear
and clear.
Oh,
yes, sir.
I'm
we hear
so
you
sorry.
Loud
I'm
and clear.
Brent, I'm going to have to get used to this as we do this. Thank you. I didn't realize that that I'd hit a different button by accident. I was saying that we thank Allah so much for the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan for his guidance,
yes,
wisdom.
Sir.
But what most came through is his love for us. And
yes, sir.
We know he has been, he and we along with him, but particularly he, has been in this battle with these satanic forces and those party of among the Jews who have falsely accused him with the charge of anti-Semitism. And this beautiful opportunity that we heard from him today, I must just say as a point of observation, one, on June 24th, 2010, I would ask all of you to go find, and it's on NOI.org in the news and information section where we catalog many statements from the minister and other information, but in the year 2010, June 24, to be exact, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan wrote President Abraham Foxman of the Anti-Defamation League and the 12 presidents of the major Jewish organizations. And these letters, one is a three-page letter and the other one is a two-page letter that I'm going to bring up in a minute, but this letter is so profound because he goes deeply in this letter into the root of this controversy between their attack. And I want to say to our listeners, if it's one small point I want you to take away tonight, the controversy is not with us and them. The minister was attacked by them. And we don't have the time to go into the history, but way back in 1983,
right,
when the minister was attempting to protect Reverend Jesse Jackson from the attack of the Jewish Defense League because they didn't like what he said about New York. And they threatened to kill him, and when he was running for president, he had very severe threats against his life. And the minister stood up and warned the Jewish community not to harm him, And it was out of that they called him anti-Semitic. They called him a black Hitler. They attacked him. And we don't back down when we're attacked. So there's more to this history. We'll have to uncover it because you need to know the truth of this. And also I would recommend each of you to get The Secret Relationships of Blacks and Jews, book 1, 2, and 3, so you can really be studied in this history. But get this letter, June 24, 2010. It's on NOI.org under the news and information line. I will read from some of it, I believe, as we go along. Also get on the same website on July 19, 2010, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan wrote an open letter to black leadership where he basically was telling black leadership, don't you allow yourself to be used by Jewish people because you have maybe been benefited from their wealth. And I'm going to read this very quickly because this to me was a real point when the minister kept saying to our people and to the Jews, don't use our people, to the ADL, don't do that. Don't be used by them to attack one another. The minister writes in this letter of July 19, 2010, he said, whenever the light of truth has shone on them, referring to these satanic Jews, they reach for you to defend them against the truth that uncovers the horror that has been done to us. They have always been successful pitting us against each other, thus keeping them from facing the truth of their real relationship with us. As they can call upon you to denounce me as an anti-Semite, and because of the favor you believe you owe them for what they have done to help make life comfortable for you, I'm asking you to stand down. And then he said he asked them to read the research from The Secret Relationships and then discuss it with your Jewish friends. He said, if you become an apologist for them in this hour, you will be seen by the masses of our people as a modern-day Uncle Tom who believes you owe more to them than to the masses of our suffering people. If you attack me at their insistence, you will be seen as an enemy of the rise of our people as well as an enemy of your own rise, for you can never be free to rise above the limitations placed on you by them until you know the absolute truth of your relationship with them. Being an apologist for them will be dangerous for you as the masses of our people are awakening and are increasingly angry at the reality of our condition. No matter how popular you may be and desirous you may be to defend your so-called friends, it is dangerous for any of us to defend those who are the architects of white supremacy and are the architects of the destruction of us as a people. Now, the other letter, I'll read something from it a little later so we can move the program forward, but get both of those letters, June 24, 2010, and July 19, 2010, because they are still as relevant to this very moment as what we heard from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan today. So, Brother Dr. Wesley, why don't you share with us some of your thoughts and observations before we open up to the audience?
Yes, sir. Thank you for that excellent references. Brother Olive, they absolutely contextualize not what we heard from the Honorable Brother Minister Farrakhan this evening, but contextualizes this whole controversy. My first observation of the powerful message of the Honorable Brother Minister Farrakhan today, I think one of the first things that jumps out at me is how he humanized our brothers, Ye and Kyrie Irving, as the enemy villainized them. The media
Dr. Wesley,
has
pardon me, Dr. Wesley, the audience is saying they can't hear you. You seem to be very low. So if there's a volume issue, if you wouldn't mind turning it up. So check your volume.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is this better?
Well, it sounds better to me, but
That's what I was getting asking you to turn your volume up. So,
okay.
So please go All continue.
Right. Yeah. You know, over the last 2 weeks in particular, there has been a very heavy campaign to villainize our brothers Ye and Kyrie Irving. What the minister did today was humanize them in a most, in my mind, effective way. The way the Honorable Brother Minister Farrakhan, Kyrie's journey of self-discovery. There is nothing villainous about a journey of self-discovery. So the way the Honorable Brother Minister Farrakhan humanized our brothers, it really obliterated the villainous framing that the enemy has went full court over these last 2 weeks to make them out to be in the minds of the public. That, of course, is the way of God, the way of God's man who has the heart of God. He defends the human victims of Satan, of Satan's assault. And today's message really, really demonstrated that powerfully to me.
All praise is due to Allah. And also along with that, on the June 24th letter, going back to the minister when he wrote, again, contextualizing, there's a history here. What he said to the ADL and to the 12 presidents of the major Jewish organizations, he wrote this powerful letter to them because they were attacking the secret relationships of blacks and Jews. He said that our historical research department was motivated by these false charges of anti-Semitism to study the works of Jewish scholars, historians, rabbis, being very careful to omit any words written or spoken, no matter how truthful, by those who are considered anti-Semitic. We can now present to our people and the world a true, undeniable record of the relationship between blacks and Jews from their own mouths and pen. He then says, these scholars, rabbis, and historians have given to us an undeniable record of Jewish anti-black behavior. So we need to,
right.
Since they like to call us anti-Semitic, we have to also point out that this is there's an undeniable record here of Jewish anti-black behavior. So
right.
We have a term as well, and our term is a good term and a true term.
Right.
Starting with the horror of the transatlantic slave trade, plantation slavery, Jim Crow, sharecropping, the labor movement of the North and South, the unions, and the misuse of our people that continues to this very moment. So these are the elements of the Jewish anti-black behavior. Transatlantic
right.
slave trade, plantation slavery, Jim Crow, sharecropping, the labor movement, North and South, the unions, and the misuse of our people. He then says, and I'll close on this particular paragraph, as you have constantly labeled me and done everything within your power to hinder me and us from the civilizing work that Allah God has given to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and myself to do, I ask you to find one act committed by me or those who follow me that has injured one Jewish person, stopped Jews from doing business, hindered their education, injured their families, sullied or desecrated their synagogues. You will not find one. So except for our willingness to tell the truth and our unwillingness to apologize to you for telling the truth, on what basis do you charge me and us as being anti-Semitic? No, you are anti-black. It's Jewish anti-black behavior. We haven't even touched the whole landscape of Hollywood and their
right.
destructive images of black people. So today we heard him kind of give a synthesis of this, but there's so much more to explore. But again, get these two letters.
Right. And on that point, Brother Arif, I think that's an exceptionally important
point to continue lifting, that point that the minister made in that letter. There is no record of anybody associated with the Honorable Brother Minister Farrakhan committing any act of vandalism or violence against Jewish people. And except some isolated incidents, quite possibly Jewish fabricated incident, black vandalism or violence against Jewish people, is very minimal. And there's a chance that those cases are fabricated, Jewish fabricated. But you don't have black people, certainly not the Nation of Islam, committing these acts against Jewish people, but it is a recorded fact written of by Jewish writers that an aspect of Jewish culture in America is absolutely this sport that they call nigger smashing. Jews to shore up, American Jews, to shore up their masculinity in America, because in Europe, they were proud to be the European tradition of caricaturing Jews as femme, as a sissy male. That's actually based on an authentic Jewish tradition of the Jewish male femme. After Zionism coming with the rise of Zionism and the Jewish diaspora in America in particular, Jews tried to engineer this muscular Judaism, throw off the old garments of the Jewish femme and show the world that they are as manly as the European male. But to do this, they shored up their manhood by engaging in the sport of nigger smashing in America. Jews getting together and finding a black man or black woman and just beating the crap out of them and then letting their communities know. This is a acknowledged behavior of Jews vis-a-vis black people, that you have no parallel of that from black people to Jews, certainly not black Muslims to Jews. So we know that Jews are engaging in a whole bunch of projection. The anti-Semitism they falsely charge against us is a projection and a deflection from their anti-black posture towards black people.
So thank you, Dr. Wesley, so much. And that's why we need, and God has given to us, a defender in the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And it's interesting that we have in Kyrie and we have in two brothers representing such luminary figures in the world of sports and music and entertainment, because this is a great arena that they dominate and control, using us to become wealthy while we primarily get fame and some money. And so when the minister mentioned Ari Emanuel, he's not an insignificant figure. He was a character called Ari Gold in the TV show Entourage that was on HBO.
Right.
Very powerful in Hollywood. So there's so much more to talk about here, but we need it, and we have, God gave us a defender. And I want to say this at the end. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has been defending black people as long as I can remember being with him. And I remember as early as 1984, one of the first major black persons that they attacked was Vanessa Williams, who was the first black Miss America.
Right.
And she was vilified through some private photos that were taken and sold to a men's magazine, and they stripped her of her title, and it appeared her career was over. And no one was speaking on her behalf. And then the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan stood up and defended her. And as a result of him defending her, others began to come to her defense. And as a result, her career was really saved. But we know all
right.
of name, call the role of black people that have been attacked. Who has come to their defense? The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Reverend Jesse Jackson, well, the minister got into quote-unquote trouble with the Jews defending Reverend Jackson
right.
during his presidential run. He defended Mayor Marion Barry. He defended Judge Alcee Hastings. He's defended, I mean, we can call the roll down, Kabila Shabazz, who the enemy had entrapped and defended. He helped to defend Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick.
Right.
Father Michael Flager, the Harold Washington Cultural Center, Alderman Dorothy Tillman, George Augustus Stalling, Representative Bobby Rush, Arsenio Hall, Oprah Winfrey, Mike Tyson, Michael Jackson, O.J. Simpson. We can run this
right.
down, Cynthia McKinney, Juana Brawley, President Obama. We can run the list down. Anyone
right.
that the enemy has attacked, it has been our minister who has loved and shown his love for us to defend. And as the minister said on his talk, see, they really don't want to have a dialogue with us because we know them and they know we know them. So,
right.
again, when he said, we'll go with our brother, you know,
right.
if you want to bring them, we'll go with them. Let's see if they accept the challenge. We're ready. But we are
right.
going to stand up and fight for the truth. We're going to stand up, and we're in that time now that you can't make us afraid over your money. We have to stand up and fight for the truth and not see our people being crushed under the foot of those who don't like them or us. But what I'd like to do, Doc, for a minute, and we'll talk further and have the lines open for some
yes,
of the
sir.
Guests. And who we have now, we have one of the callers tonight, Brother Darrell. Is he online, Brother Darrell?
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum, family. Happy Saving
Day.
Well,
you Brother Darrell. Happy Saving Day to you.
Yes,
Happy
sir. Praise be to Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Most Merciful. I bear witness there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his messenger. I want to greet my mighty family, and long live the spirit of our beloved sister Ava. I am
That's
in 100% of what you all are saying, and that's why I thank Allah that we're keeping her spirit and her show going, because you have ran across the board on the defense that Minister Farrakhan has. It's our job to do what we're doing now to make sure that the minister is going to be protected, because he always helped defended us. I remember hearing a lecture on the Final Call Radio this morning where you could hear what Sister Ava came on, praise be to Allah, how she has been nothing but a defender for our minister, where she was speaking
That's
about
right.
how they had came against the minister and lied on him and said that he was anti-Semitic, and like you said, anti-black. And they said they didn't have no money, but they sued for $4.4 billion, which that's the distance from Pluto from the sun. And they said, what you asking for that kind of money, you know, because you know you have lied. And like you said, the minister said, we'll go with Tyree and all of them and let him defend them. They don't want that dialogue because they know once that dialogue comes, it's going to expose them. He said, you did so much evil to us. Look at the book without sanction. He said he had to put the book down,
mm-hmm.
the minister talking. So you know
mm-hmm.
you are the dirty dog. I'm just calling it like it is. Call the rope. These are evil people, and if they know they're trying to pull these brothers down so they come at the Oprah, but the minister got the truth. That's your book you wrote. And it's the third book, I think, fourth book without sanction. I mean, the Blacks and Jews. So the minister has done his part, and we're going to be the winner. All we got to do is stay steadfast, come together. And like he said, if you got a dispute with your brother, pull him behind and talk to him. He's defending all of our people. So we're in good hands. I love you all. May Allah continue to bless you, because I could go on and on, but y'all are ready to answer.
Right.
I thank Allah for the replay because I missed it yesterday. But I love you all. May Allah continue to bless our sister Ava's show. And you all stay safe. Love you. As-salamu alaikum.
Well,
love you,
salam.
Too.
Thank you. Thank you, Brother Darrell. And yes, we definitely had no greater defender of our minister than our beloved student minister and Dr. Ava Muhammad. That I can attest to for sure.
Amen.
So we also now have online Brother Hoyle. Are you there?
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum, family.
Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Beautiful show. Beautiful, beautiful. I just want to say this is a powerful show, and I want to congratulate Brother Demetrius in last week's issue in his defense of Kanye and Brother Jackie Muhammad in this latest final call in his article defending Kanye and Kyrie. But like I said, this is beautiful. We were talking about the atrocities of these people. I wanted to say on the last show that people don't, if they don't know, the brains of the Southern Confederacy was a Jew. Benjamin was a Jewish lawyer, an enslaver of 140 human beings on his Louisiana plantation. He was the vice president of the Confederacy and its Secretary of War. So significant was Benjamin to the slaveholders that his picture was on Confederate money. After the Civil War, Benjamin fled America, taking multiple bales of cotton with him in order to finance his life in exile. He used these slave-picked cotton profits to invest in a newly forming terrorist group, listen, family, known as the Ku Klux Klan. So I didn't get a chance to that's one of the atrocities. Not only that, Dr. Wesley, you did an excellent job when they doing all the cooning and buffoonery. They did that in coming up to today with the trap rap and also lately, you know. Bully Coon, right? Yes, sir. And also, I wanted to let y'all know, I was talking to a young rapper up at the meeting, a beautiful meeting. I saw y'all up there. All y'all look beautiful, Brother RF and Brother Dr. Wesley. Beautiful meeting with the minister. Praise be to Allah.
Yes, sir.
I talked to a young rapper, and me being from Memphis, and he admitted, he said, these record companies, when they know you want to break off and be free, would not only, like Jackie Muhammad said in his office, they'll put an insurance policy on you. Say you sign a $40 million contract. They got a $100 million insurance policy. So we can look at Prince. We can go back to Jackie Wilson. We can go to Otis Redding. You know, Otis Redding had his own recording. He wanted to start his own recording. He ended up mysteriously dying in a plane crash. You know, we can just go on down the line. You know, they lied about Prince, Michael Jackson. And if I can send it to you, Dr. Wesley, I'm your Facebook friend. Jackie, the oldest brother to Jackson 5, his son just spoke out and said that Michael and Prince were murdered. And I mean, he was very emotional about it. And he was kind of going in on these people who, you know, committed all these, you know, these Zionist Jews. So I'll send it to you, but it's very, very touching. It's Jackie's oldest son. And he talked about how, you know, these record companies have our artists killed. But if we can just get our brothers and sisters, like I said, Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Minister Farrakhan, say that our people are enamored by the devil's will. And he's got to break that will for us to really come together and unite. Because right now it's just a fear, but Masrur Muhammad is going to make that happen because, like the minister said, each day the calamity is going to get worse and worse. We're looking at Nicole. We haven't seen nothing yet. We haven't got to earthquakes, tornadoes. It's 70 degrees, brothers, here. And in a few days, it's going to get down in the 20s in Memphis. So, you know, this is we're living in a days of test time. But let us stick together, unite, beautiful show. I'm going to let somebody else talk, and may Allah bless you all. Keep up the good work, Brother Arf and Dr. Wesley and Sister Charlene and Sister Donna and all the elevated places. Let's keep Sister Ava's spirit going, and let's keep this show because this is a beautiful show. And may Allah bless Brother Darius and his family and in the show. Assalamu alaikum, family.
Well,
Brother Arf, may I comment?
Sure.
I wanted to comment on the death clause that are in practically every recording contract. Clause is a secret clause in that the labels can take out insurance on the artist and they have no obligation to tell the artist that they took out insurance on them. It can be kept a secret from the artist. Now, we know for a fact that Michael Jackson, his murder was under or triggered by the death clause that AEG Live incorporated into his contract. And he was murdered the day before. He was doomed to fail. He was scheduled to take from Lloyd's of London or required by Lloyd's in London. Michael Jackson would have failed that exam, and all of AEG Live's insurance hopes were in the billions would have been dashed. So that's why he was killed the day before, medically murdered the day before he was going to fail that second health exam. And we know that Michael Jackson was at or under siege by the Jewish mafia of Hollywood. He himself, Michael Jackson, lamented how the Jews of Hollywood were assaulting him. Michael Jackson had an enemies list with 25 names on it. At the top of his list was David Geffen, Jewish mafia and gay mafia. And so many on that list were Jews. Michael Jackson absolutely was at war with, but really warred upon by the Jewish mafia of Hollywood and the gay mafia. And ultimately, he was, in the words of, I forgot the actor's name, he described the Hollywood whackers. The network takes out Hollywood stars in order for the labels or the companies, production companies, to cash in on their insurance contract or insurance policy, I'm sorry. And Michael Jackson, absolutely. That death clause was the pretext of his murder.
Yes, sir. Well, it's so funny that you brought this up, and it's so powerful because, of course, I wanted to hearken on that to two things. One thing the minister said in his talk this morning and what we heard again, he said to us, you know, you've made money with them. They've helped you to be wealthy. Now, come together. Come together. See, we can break the dependency with them if we were to come together in unity.
Right.
If we right. come together and pool the resources of the money that we have earned from them and begin to build
right.
out independent way, just like they did. They took their wares and money that they sold and traded among themselves and built up their revenue to where they began to be able to do for themselves and to create their own economy. This is what we need to do. We have to be of the mind to break the dependency of being dependent upon them so that we can be free ourselves. And I want to say another note on this powerful point. I don't want it to go over or miss us that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said that he was speaking on behalf of his teacher, the
right.
Honorable Elijah Muhammad, who is on the wheel. I want to just put that out there. I don't want to just miss that one because that was a statement of who he represents and the power that is backing him.
Right.
And I want to read from a letter, the same letter, to the 12 presidents of the Jews. He said this. He said,
to them. He offered them, said, you could help me in my civilizing work. But then later on he says other things, but then he gets to this major point. He says, however, should you choose to make our struggle to civilize our people more difficult, then I respectfully warn you in the name of Allah God and his Messiah, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the more you fight and oppose me, rather than help me lift my people from their degraded state, Allah God and his Messiah will bring you and your people to disgrace and ruin and destroy your power and influence here and throughout the world. See, they knew who they were looking at when they saw Jesus. They
right.
knew that the end had come. And so we're not just hearing a message from a man who is not backed by the power in this world, God and his Messiah. And
right.
so when he says, leave Kyrie alone, it's not just a statement that you should take lightly, because when he says it, it is the power of God and his Messiah on the wheel backing up that statement. When he says to
right.
our people, stand down, don't you, to the delight of the enemy, come forward and tear up your brothers and your sisters. Don't do that to the delight of the enemy. That's an admonition and a warning, and if we continue to do that, we will not be successful. And the God and the forces of nature, as the minister said, that we see that is tearing up America, this weather, which is God's judgment, a part of his judgment, won't stop, because God is intending to save his people and to get us out from under this enemy who has been destroying us and refusing to let us go, now that God has come to raise us to where we once were as his people. So let's not
right.
overlook him saying,
right.
He said, my teacher is concerned. And that was a big statement. My teacher is concerned.
Right.
Present tense. So let's,
right.
let's
and
we can talk more about
right.
that later, but these are some big statements.
Right, right. And I'm glad you lifted them. Another reason why those particular statements are so important and how you elaborated upon them, the power backing the Honorable Brother Minister Farrakhan, this is why he has not been broken by the Jew, who is the greatest power on the planet. I think that's very important for black people to reflect upon, because the Honorable Brother Minister Farrakhan has been under assault by the most powerful group on the planet for 40 years now. He has never buckled. He has only grown in his power. This enemy has done everything to break those who even offer a kind word about him, but they were unable to break him. Now, why the point you made is so instructive for all of us watching this great battle between Satan and God, because the Honorable Brother Minister Farrakhan is fighting Satan, or God is fighting Satan right now, through and in the person of the Honorable Brother Minister Farrakhan, and God is winning with the Honorable
right.
Brother Minister Farrakhan. Now, black people, athletes, entertainers, courage from it. For some of us, that courage inspires us, and the example of the minister inspires us to stand up, maybe in a situation, and speak out. We will learn something about the Jew, and we will speak it. But I would caution us, some of us, we speak against the Jew in a way that we clearly don't have an appreciation of who they are. The Jew is the God of this world. And in order to properly fight the enemy, we have to have the necessary level of respect for the enemy. The Honorable Brother Minister Farrakhan respects the enemy. He's backed by the Lord of the worlds and his Christ. So he speaks, he walks, he fights with tremendous power. So this enemy can't break him. But those of us who are inspired by that, we try to fight this enemy in a way that does not take into account who they are. So, Brother Ye was, according to him, and I believe him, is probably right, the wealthiest black man in history, certainly within the last, I can accept that within the last 6,000 years, maybe that's probably true. And he reminded us of that fact, and look what the real God of this world did. He, I believe, maybe, the faith he had in his money may have been, and he said this when he spoke to the paparazzi on October 28th, he has been humbled. He wasn't humbled before. The same ones who gave him the billions took the billions, and then he came before the world and he apologized to black people. He showed his humility, and that was very powerful. But the point I want to make is, let us not be deceived. It may look like the Honorable Brother Mr. Farrakhan looks like trying. It's easy to triumph over the Jew. It is not. It is just that he has the backing of the Lord of the worlds and his Christ. So his victory is guaranteed. If we are going to stand up against this enemy, we must recognize who and what it is we're standing up against, the God of this world. So in order to be victorious, it ain't money. This is a source of our power vis-a-vis this enemy. We got to put our faith in a stronger God than the God of this world. And that stronger God is the God that anchor holding the Honorable Brother Minister Farrakhan down and up against this enemy.
Well, we can all bear witness that he said it in his message this morning. He has withstood their attack for over 40 years, and
yes,
he's still here, and he will continue. He's almost 90 now, and he is going to continue to stand up for truth and to fight for truth and to not let us see. I'm going to go back to this love of us, because he represents God and his Messiah in our midst, that he's not going to let the enemy just crush us like this. He's not
right.
Made that way. He is backed by the two most powerful beings in this universe, and they are with him, and they back him. And his love makes them to stand up and fight. And he said that they are powerful now. Let's not act like they don't have power.
Right.
We see them exercising their power every day, and everyone has bowed but him. So what does
but
that tell
God
you about the power that's backing him? That he
That's
has not been broken. He has not bowed down. And we also, too, want to know and say this, that we know that the Holy Quran and the minister has met Jews who want to live the life of the Torah. So we don't want to have anyone mistake us in saying that when we say the Jew, we're not talking about every single one, because there are Jews who try to live the law of the Torah. But then we're speaking of those that live by the law of the Talmud.
Those
Jews who are satanic in their use, misuse of the knowledge of God. And those are the forces the minister identified in the ADL and in other forces that when you see them, in the, whether it's in the media, whether it's in the entertainment industry, music, business, sports, they're there. And so they are the ones that rule this world. And we have the evidence, as the minister said, we have the knowledge of them. But they don't want to be uncovered, and that's why he's feared, because they don't want to be uncovered, and they don't want our people to come into the light that they would be the true children of Israel. I'll close on this point by saying this. The minister talked about watching the movie, Hebrew, the Negro. And in one part, I saw some of it. I didn't see all of it, but the one part that I thought that I could know would make them be angry, talking about these satanic Jews. There was a picture of several Jews at the Wailing Wall. And the narrator started talking about these European Jews, Ashkenazi, Sephardic, and I think it's Mishnah there. It was a third group. But what he was saying, and it was the, what do you call them, sir?
Mitzrayim, I believe.
Yeah, Mitzrayim. Yeah. And he was saying these are Europeans who became Jews. They are not the children of Israel from the biblical standpoint. And I knew that would cause, that's why they don't want people to go see. As the minister said, it was well-researched. It was well-researched. Jeff Bezos hasn't taken it off of Amazon Prime yet.
Absolutely. See, I watched hours of.
You did?
I did. And the men, as the Honorable Brother Mr. Farrakhan described it, it's a well-researched piece. The producers of it had a particular agenda, and it's not a bad agenda. Their agenda was to establish the blackness of the original Hebrews and how the 12 and through genetic, geological, traditional, and historical sources, they identified different ethnic groups around the world that fit the bill in terms of each of the 12 tribes of Israel. And they absolutely, I believe the Mitzrayim, if I'm not mistaken, have a stronger argument of somehow being connected with those original black Hebrews. Certainly the Ashkenazi and most of the Sephardic have no relation to the original Hebrew people. So the three-hour film was very well researched. And the point, the explosive point, is that the original children of Israel, tribes of Israel in particular, and they went all around the world and showed the connection between different global ethnic groups because, of course, the 12 tribes were scattered. And so the producers of this film went on a global hunt, if you will, to find the scattered tribes, and they were able to use research to identify them in various ethnic groups around the world who were black. Blacks of India, blacks of Africa, blacks in the North and South Americas. So it was very well researched.
You're in the screening room, caller. Do you have a call, comment or question? Can you hear me?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I forgot to come off the mute. No, I don't. Sorry.
Did we lose Brother Arf?
Brother Arf?
Or do we have another caller that would like to offer?
We do have another caller that we can take at this time while we get Brother Arf on, and we're into our last 7 minutes of the show, so we'll briefly take this caller.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, can you hear me now?
Okay, caller, you can go ahead with your question.
Yes. Yes, Brother, Brother Dr. Wesley.
Yes,
you know, you mentioned the word Mizraim, and we have to do so much research to try to figure out what's happened because of some people who have stepped in and told a bunch of lies.
Is this my brother, Dr. Ridgely?
Yes. You back on?
Assalamu alaikum, Doc.
Okay.
I just wanted to give my brother the greetings. I thought I knew that voice.
Yes, yes, yes.
Go ahead, Doc. I just wanted to acknowledge you.
Oh, okay. All right, now, okay, just walk me for a minute. If the Mizraim, which are, in fact, the groups of people in the Jewish tribe, you know, Ashkenazi, Sephardic, and Mizraim, that's Africa. That's North Africa. That's Egypt.
Right.
Mizra was the ancient name of Egypt. So if, if the Mizraim are African Jews, then were they the ones that were enslaved in Egypt? You see, the whole issue here that makes this whole argument over who are the real children of Israel comes from the argument that Moses came into Egypt and freed the Jews, and God settled them in Palestine, which now Jews want to claim as their own. But if, in fact, as the science of their own scientists say now, that event never happened. The Egyptians enslaved no Hebrews. The Egyptians enslaved no Jews. The Egyptians enslaved no white folks. The Egyptians enslaved nobody to build their pyramids. So that never happened. So, and the argument is the Abrahamic promise of his seed being enslaved for 400 years, these people who call themselves Jews have claimed that they were the ones that were enslaved in Egypt for 400 years, but now we know that they were not. However, in terms of the Abrahamic promise, it's the black man and woman of America who were taken out of Africa and enslaved for 400 years. And God has come to take us out, fulfilling the prophecy. But the people who have claimed the prophecy, it never happened to them. And this is why they're so upset with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and now the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, because they are saying that we have fulfilled the history and the prophecy. And now God has come as prophesied, and he's come to us and not anybody else, because nobody else has fulfilled that prophecy.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, well, sir.
Can you all hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was going to say, Brother Dr. Wesley and Brother Dr. Bridger, y'all going to have to come back to the show based upon y'all scholarship, because we're never going to be able to get into all of this tonight. We are, well, unfortunately, at the end, but we need to do another show, because Dr. Ridley, with your scholarship on this topic, and Brother Dr. Rizzi, with your scholarship, people are not really aware of the scholarship. You all are two of some of the scholars the minister mentioned. So we're going to have to probably do another show around this, but we're going to have to bring this one to a close now. So Dr. Wesley, you and I have talked so much, but is there any closing remarks in the last minute or so? So we have about 2 minutes left that you want to make as we close out.
Yes. I thank Allah for the Honorable Brother Minister Farrakhan and the powerful example he gave today, not just in standing up to the enemy, but the powerful example he gave in defending black people and how to love black people. That was such powerful, gracious. So I'm thankful to Allah for the Honorable Brother Minister Farrakhan.
Well, thank you. So as we close, I want to just remember, go visit our dear sister Minister Ava's website, www.ministerava.com. Also, be reminded, you can watch the video of the minister's words that we played today at www.noi.org. And so we want to thank you all who came on the program today, and we pray Allah that it was enjoyable to you, and certainly by God's grace and permission, we, inshallah, will be back next week for another installment of the great show founded by our sister minister, Dr. Ava Muhammad of Elevated Places. Thank you for listening, and may Allah bless us. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam.